Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. This is your Tuesday daily lesson. Today's lesson is on language and problem solving. Language and problem solving can be used to support each other very easily. Problem solving skills, by nature, engage language. It involves using your language to express ideas around how to overcome a problem or a challenge. So the tip I want to give you for today is this. Give directions, clues, or actions to be taken to achieve a goal or to complete a project. So, an example would be that you could say, take one orange straw, one blue straw, and one green straw, and use the straws to make, and you can insert a design or a shape or a number or a letter, or you could say something like, I have four legs. I move close to the ground. I have fur all over my body and two ears that stand tall. What am I? And you could let the kids call out the answer, or you could use the clues that I just gave one at a time and encourage the kids to locate perhaps an image of that item that was described, or maybe a physical representation of the object that was described, in this case, a stuffed animal. So this is a great way to build problem solving in the sense that they have to use their critical thinking to figure out who it is that is being described. You can also use activities like this with construction, putting a building together, giving clues as to what kind of building they're going to build, or how to use the loose parts that you provide in a specific fashion that will lead them to come to the conclusion of what they're building. All kinds of fun ways that you can build language as you practice problem-solving skills. So some of the tools that I want to encourage you to use to practice language and problem-solving skills together are things like pipe cleaners or ribbons or containers or paper plates or toilet paper rolls. Now, again, paper plates and toilet paper rolls and pipe cleaners can be used to create many different objects. You can create animals if you're studying animals. You can create structures if you're studying construction or science or physics, or which obviously is a kind of science, or any range of things. These tools come in handy also if you are studying animals or insects. You can use all kinds of fun loose parts to put together your own representation of animals, and giving directions and asking questions or giving kids an action to take that represents what you want them to learn are fun ways to bring all of this together. The giving actions would come in handy for, or I should say, work real well to create fun experiences if you're studying animals or insects, because you could give kids an action to take, and you could say something like, if I were this kind of animal, I would slither through the grass. Show me how you could slither. What am I? And you're getting kids to think, you're getting kids to use their language as they answer the questions. You're getting them to engage in gross motor as they carry out the action that they've been given. And the whole time, kids are learning new information, they're building new skills, and they're having fun doing it. So that is today's lesson. I hope you have a ton of fun as you build language and problem-solving skills while you study a wide range of topics, from science to math to construction to animals and maybe even insects. I would love to hear how you put this activity into practice. And I hope you will share your ideas with me. Don't forget, you can find me on all kinds of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and you can also find me in the creative classroom, where you could share your ideas with me completely privately and even pick my brain a little bit too. You can get into the creative classroom, where you can also access free daily content sent directly to you by clicking the link that I will include in the description of today's episode. So thank you for joining me today, and I hope you will join me again tomorrow. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.